Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared to another form to two of them walking along on the way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's be glad and rejoice in it. From the Gospel, we say the disciples were incredulous. It's very hard for them to believe that Jesus risen, even though Mary Magdalene and the two other disciples informing them, the apostles, hard to believe that. So much so we are. We thought that we believe, but to what extent? Do we believe really Jesus lives in us? At times, we might not say we do not believe, but the way we act as if we do not believe. Let's ask Jesus to give us this strength to live the gospel by mutual love and by witnessing justice also. It's not all the time easy to do this. We need this wisdom and need this courage. Ask Jesus to give us this strength. Tomorrow is Divine Mercy Sunday. Let's ask Jesus to believe in his love, to believe in strength, and to always keep him in our heart. Believing that he's always accompanying us, no matter where we go, he stays with us. Also let us stay in him. Just like what Holy Pope John Paul VI, 3 John Paul II, saying, "We are the tabernacle of the Lord, no matter where we go, we keep Jesus in our hearts."